We have learned that only the high priest could enter the inner room of the tabernacle. Remember, it was called the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was kept, and God was there too. Even the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies only one day a year. This day was called the Great Day of Atonement. The service on that day was to show the people that all are sinners and that to have their sins taken away, they must seek God. Our Heavenly Father teaches us these things by word in His book, the Bible. But in those times there was no Bible, and very few could have read a written book, so God taught the people back then by acts they could see. As a beginning of the service on the Day of Atonement, everybody was required to fast from sunset on the day before until 3 o'clock on that afternoon, the hour when the offering was placed on the altar. No person could eat anything during all that time. Even children, except nursing babies, were not allowed to have any food. They were to show a sorrow for sin and were to appear before God as seeking for mercy. Early in the morning of that day, the high priest offered on the altar before the tabernacle what was called a sin offering for himself and his family. It was a young bull burned upon the altar. He took some of the blood of this goat and carried it through the holy place, lifted the veil, entered into the Holy of Holies, and sprinkled the blood on the golden lid to the Ark of the Covenant before the Lord. This was to show the priest himself as a sinner, seeking mercy and forgiveness from God. The priest must himself have his own sins forgiven before asking forgiveness for others. Then the priest came again to the great altar before the tabernacle. Here two goats were brought to him. Lots were cast upon them, and on the forehead of one goat was written for the Lord, and on the other words were meant to be sent away. These two goats were looked upon as bearing the sins of the people. One was killed and burned on the altar, and the priest, with some of the blood of the slain goat, again entered the Holy of Holies and sprinkled the blood on the Ark of the Covenant as he had done before. In this way, he was asking God to receive the blood and the offering and to forgive the sins of the people. Then the high priest came out of the tabernacle again and laid his hands on the head of the living goat, which was called the scapegoat, was led away into the wilderness to some desolate place from which he would never find his way back to the camp. There he was left to wander as he chose. This was to show that the sins of the people were taken away, never to come back. When this service was over, the people were looked upon as having their sins forgiven by the Lord. Then the regular afternoon offering was given on the altar. Then, after that, the people could go home happy and end their long fast with all the food they wished to eat. In all this, God tried to make the people feel that sin is terrible. It separates from God. It brings death. It must be taken away by blood. In this way, long before Jesus Christ came to take away our sins by His death, God showed to men the way of forgiveness and peace.